Good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Later today, the Cranston Public Library holds its first installment of its Unreeled film series. It's a celebration of films in the so bad they're good category. The public's invited to come laugh and critique aloud while watching maybe some of the most enjoyably bad movies ever made. And with me in the studio this morning is the library's community engagement manager, Katie Dorchies, and Lisa Zawadzki, the reference librarian there in Cranston. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for stopping by Rhode Island Public Radio.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks.
The first movie that's showing at 2 p.m. today, widely cited as one of the worst movies ever made. What can you tell us about this film, Plan 9 from Outer Space? Lisa?
Terrible acting. The sets are embarrassing. We were looking at a clip of it while we were reviewing the movies for this, and there's one of a cockpit of an airplane, and it's basically two chairs, two guys, a box, and a shower curtain. And for anybody to make a movie like that is really kind of charming, and also very funny.
Katie, what about the other four movies in this list? How did you select them? Did you start with a big list, whittle it down? Have you ended up with leftovers?
We did. I think that when we would meet to discuss our options, everybody brought long lists to the table, and then we really whittled them down.
That was a really fun meeting, I have to say.
It was one of the few fun
meetings we've ever had.
And we started looking at who we really wanted the intended audience to be. And we wanted it to be a family program if possible. We wanted the audience to be as wide-ranging as it could be. There were a lot of movies that actually, due to their time period, had either sexual or racial undertones. Uh-huh. And we didn't want any of these to be triggering.
Yeah, we didn't want to make anybody angry.
Well, that brings up another question is, what is it about some movies that are really bad, but also make them good, bad movies?
I think that one of the things that we found with all of the movies that we selected for the series is that they all have one good characteristic of film, whether it's a noteworthy cast or the plot is very strong. For example, Plan 9, it actually has a pretty viable sci-fi plot to it. Aliens are coming. They're utilizing
two or three zombies,
right, to save mankind from itself. That's a decent sci-fi plot.
Because all you of Earth are idiots.
And then it's paired with very stiff acting and very robotic speech and dialogue and cardboard props. So I think it's the juxtaposition of something great with really every other facet of the film just not living up to expectation.
Later on, we do The Conqueror, which has John Wayne as Genghis Khan. And a regular John Wayne movie, you'd go, that's okay. But The Conqueror is just, it's hysterical because he just mangles all these lines trying to act like he's Asian.
How about the one you have here, Trog?
Trog's one of my favorites. That was me.
That was your suggestion, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? It was Joan Crawford's last role?
Very last role. She's supposed to be a leading anthropologist. They discover this troglodyte guy in a mine, and she's supposed to be humanizing him, taming him. And one of the scenes we watched over and over was her throwing a ball to Trog and going, "Good boy, Trog, good boy." And it's just so sad because she's so capable of so much more.
Her acting in that
is very good.
Is excellent. The story is absolutely ridiculous.
The absurdity of the whole film is just what makes it great.
Where do you go from here? If this is a success, you think you may have another bad film series in the future?
Yeah, we've already gotten suggestions from our patrons.
We have. A lot of them were ones that we hadn't even stumbled across. And so we started kind of researching in advance and creating a bit of a list.
Well, best of luck with that. I've been talking with Katie Dorchies and Lisa Zawadzki from the Cranston Public Library about the Unreeled film series that they've started. So thanks for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio, both of you.
Well, thank you.
And why not end with this warning from the intro to Plan 9 from Outer Space?
And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
You can't argue with that.